Thanks, Keith. University of Kentucky professor of history and honors program faculty member James Alba said he knew at a young age what subject he was most interested in pursuing, history.
I recall going into ninth grade social studies and the teacher asking us, well, what did you read this summer? And I had read William Shirer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. That certainly suggested I had an inkling in that direction very early.
After graduating from high school in suburban Buffalo, New York, Albacete excelled at Amherst College before earning his doctorate from Yale University. He joined the UK faculty in 1979.
I had visited the state before, but had not been to Lexington until I came for my job interview and flew in over Calumet Farm and was stunned. Since most airports I knew in the Northeast, you flew in over oil tanks and things of that sort.
Jim Albacete's appointment here actually was two-thirds in the honors program due to his extensive graduate work and research in cultural intellectual history and one-third in UK's highly regarded history department. A well-known scholar of 19th century German and Western European history, Albacete loves teaching and interacting with students.
Open their eyes to ways of seeing the world that maybe they haven't encountered before. That's what teaching's all about, to my perspective.
In his more than three decades at UK, Albacete's been named a university research professor, has served as acting director of the honors program, and as director of graduate studies in the history department, serving in a number of leadership roles for national and international history organizations and publications. Albacete also is a UK Barker Fellow twice over for his financial generosity in making the lead gift to establish the Kate Johnson Scholarship Endowment in the Honors Program, as well as being a key supporter of the Dottie Herring Endowed Scholarship in History, in each case providing UK students opportunities to pursue overseas study and other experiences which otherwise would not be possible. His perspective on UK?
The new library that just transformed a dismal old building into some place where you could be proud to show off and also where you're very pleased to work. University, I think, has come a long way in the quality of its students and to some degree in the expectations of its students. Also the diversity in gender and race of the faculty, which has advanced tremendously in the 30 years.
Professor James Albacete, an outstanding member of the University of Kentucky faculty for more than 30 years. Seeing Blue, I'm Carl Nathy with UK at the Half.